AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Donald Trump says he probably will not participate in the next Republican presidential debate Thursday night, the last GOP debate before next Monday's Iowa caucuses. Trump is criticizing Fox News for playing games and for including anchor Megyn Kelly as a debate moderator. The Trump announcement came after Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio, nationally known for his efforts to crack down on illegal immigration, endorsed Trump tonight in Marshalltown, Iowa. Senator Ted Cruz says he won't attack Trump, but surrogates aren't making the same pledge. Christian conservative activist Bob Vanderplatz exchanged a series of testy messages over Twitter with Trump today at a Cruz rally in Ottumwa, Iowa. Vanderplatz bashed Trump for describing his supporters as so loyal they could shoot somebody, he could shoot somebody and not lose support, and for saying in a previous interview he had never sought forgiveness from God. Campaigning today in Deborah, Iowa, Hillary Clinton said it's almost crunch time in Iowa.
Next Monday night, it's all in your hands. No pressure. But you will be the first people, not only in our country, but in the world, to express an opinion about what's next for America.
Bernie Sanders told supporters in Iowa today he believes a high turnout next Monday night will favor him.
I think we stand a real chance to create a large voter turnout. I doubt that it will be as high as 2008, which it was, but I don't think it will be. But I think it will be high enough for us to win here.
New Hampshire's largest newspaper, The Union Leader, is teaming up with MSNBC to host a final Democratic debate in the state before the February 9th primary. This is AP Radio News. A New York transplant recipient got a visit from an EMT who drove her through the weekend blizzard to a hospital where she received her new kidney.
The phone call 64-year-old Melanie Chiricella had waited a year and a half for came on Saturday. We have a kidney for you. That's also the day a historic blizzard pounded her Long Island home 20 miles from the hospital. With the clock ticking, paramedic Pete Amato made the 60-mile drive from Manhattan to pick her up and then to get her in, dodging spun-out cars all along the way.
I knew that we needed to get her here, that the organ needed to get here, and you both rendezvous successfully transplanted.
With a wedding, when it rains, it's good luck. This was like, wow.
Doctors say they're already making plans to send Chiricella home with the new kidney. Warren Levinson, New York.
At least 48 people have died as a result of the blizzard that pounded the eastern third of the country. Some of them died of heart attacks while shoveling snow. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.